It's taken me a long time to realize that New Year's resolutions or goals are not enough. We need good habits that will steadily lead us to our desired results, like overcoming the addiction, writing the good book, earning that degree, losing the 40 pounds, getting out of debt, purchasing your first home, getting that girl to go out with you. You fill in the blank. New Year's resolutions or goals are not enough. We need a system of good habits that will steadily lead us to our desired results. And that takes much time. There is no quick fix. There is no hack. It's all about a system of good habits consistently over the long haul. So here we go.
You're listening to the Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. We're here to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God is calling you to live. It's time for you to step up and man up. That's what God expects, and that's what this jacked up world desperately needs. Now here's our host, itinerant speaker, Jason George.
Yo, what's up, all my brothers from other mothers around the world? Today is Thursday, January 10th, 2019, and I'm coming at you from the Grizz Cave, the basement of my office. I mean, my home. That's where my office is. Anyway, I'm still waking up, man. It's early, dude. I got my hot Starbucks coffee here in my Yeti mug and got a Clif Bar, and in about 40 minutes, I'm heading out to go meet a friend. We're going to be working on a screened-in porch today. It's freezing out, dude. It's like 29 degrees. I mean, I got my long johns on, got a t-shirt on, got my hoodie on, got my overalls on. I never wear my overalls, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like my bibs, but I got those on. I look like a serious redneck freak, but I don't even care, man. I gotta keep warm, man. It's cold, dude. But thankful for work, to make money, to provide for myself and my family. It's a blessing. Not going to complain about it. Anyway, dude, I am not kidding. I got this book right around Christmas time called Atomic Habits by James Clear. I had heard about this book from a buddy of mine, Mike Grinke, who is on my board of directors. He's former presidential pilot for George W. Bush, and he's still a pilot, but he's flying in the private sector. But I love Mike. He's a solid guy. When he recommends something, I always pay attention. And he's like, dude, get Atomic Habits. And so anyway, I was going to order it on Amazon, which would have taken a few days. I'm like, I started reading a little bit of the reviews, and Mike had sent me like a quote or something from the book. And I'm like, I got to drive to Barnes & Noble. I got to get it today. And so I went over to Barnes & Noble in Annapolis, which is about 45 minutes from my house. My son came with me, and I picked it up, and I dove right in, and I knew right away. I mean, as soon as I got in the first couple pages, I was like, dude, this is the book for me for 2019. I mean, apart from the scriptures, this is the book for me. And he's not a Christian that I know of. It's not based on anything from the Bible, although a lot of the principles in the book are very biblical. So I get the book and I'm like, this is my book for 2019 that I'm going to really be digging into. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to read other books. My goal is to devour at least one book per month in 2019. I'm hoping to do more, but that's my minimum. So, because, you know, leaders are readers and readers are leaders. You got to read, dude. And I don't care if you do audiobooks on the way to and from work, but you got to read. You got to constantly be improving and growing as a man intellectually. You know, the mind, what we think, what's going into our mind, it affects everything. I don't care how many college degrees you got. You got to keep learning. You got to keep growing. So you got to be teachable. Anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just be sharing with you some things that I've been pulling from this book, because as I read it, I also take notes, things that really stand out to me. So this comes from James Clear, Atomic Habits. I want to give credit where credit is due, and just a great book. I mean, just even the way he starts out with the introduction, he just captures you with a story from his childhood, pulls you right in. I love story, the power of story. So, hang on, sorry. This is just some of my notes here. In his book, Atomic Habits, James Clear defines habit as a routine or behavior that is performed regularly, in many cases automatically. He goes on to say that with the same habits, you'll end up with the same results. Reminds me of the definition of insanity. You know what I'm saying? Like, you keep doing the same things you've always been doing, but you expect different results. That's the definition of insanity. You know what I'm saying? And so what I've thought, Jason George, over the years is sometimes like, well, I got my New Year's resolutions, or I'll switch the name. They're actually New Year's goals. So now they're more legit. But listen to what he's saying, dude. He says, with the same habits that you have had over the years, you'll end up with the exact same results. But with better habits, not better resolutions, not better goals, but with better habits, anything is possible. The quality of our lives often depends on the quality of our habits. Let me grab a sip of my coffee. So, listen, man, I'm not saying, nor is James Clear saying, that we shouldn't have goals, like specific written goals. We should. Like, for instance, if you say my goal by the end of the year is to lose 40 pounds, that's great. That's a great goal. That's a good and noble pursuit. Go for it. Get yourself in shape. That is crucial. And yes, that is spiritual as well. But you got to have a system of good habits in place that are going to get you there. It's not the handwritten goal itself that's going to get you there. It's not the desire that's going to get you there. It's not your willpower or your grit that's going to get you there. I mean, those things are important, but do you have a system of good habits in place? You've got to have a system of good habits in place. That's what he is just really nailing down right at the beginning of this book. And man, I agree. If there's anything good that I have achieved or accomplished in my life, it is because I've had a system of good habits in place that have moved me from where I am to where I want to be. And as I said at the beginning with the intro of today's episode, there's no quick fix, man. There's no hack. There's no secret sauce. It is consistently doing the good habits over the long haul. That's the only way that you're going to get there. Let me share some more with what I picked up from the book. In chapter one of his book, he talks about the dramatic transformation and success of Britain's professional cycling team. They were horrible. okay? They couldn't win any kind of race for close to a decade. And then changes began one day in 2003 when this guy, David Brailsford, began coaching the team with an entirely new approach that he referred to as, listen to this, the quote-unquote, the aggregation of marginal gains, which basically meant that he and the team were going to begin looking for ways to make tiny margins of improvement in everything they do. And it was crazy what he did. Like, this guy, this new coach came in to Britain's or the UK, whatever you call them, professional cycling team who sucked for years. They couldn't win anything. They couldn't win the Olympics. They never placed in the Tour de France or whatever. He comes in and little things, man, that seem little, but over the long haul, they make a huge difference. Making the bike seats more comfortable, rubbing alcohol on the tires for a better grip, a lighter and more aerodynamic clothing for the riders to wear. He did new experimenting with massage gels for the riders that would help their muscles recover quicker. And he just goes on and on. He's doing all this stuff, trying to implement these good system of habits that seem like really little things, but he just does these things to improve his riders, their speed, everything over the long haul to see if it makes a difference. And he was real big on what's called, like, you know, 1%, like improving by 1%. Each day, try to find some way of improving by 1%. And I really like that because I thought about how all of us sometimes we try to bite off too much. Like, oh, I'm going to do this, this, and this. Today I'm going to the gym for, you know, 3 hours to get really buff. And then I'm going to drink like 5 protein shakes. And then I'm going to, you know, and he's like, look, each day improve by 1%. Do something that will improve you by 1%. We're all capable of that. And that also makes it, I think, more attainable to where we're not like, oh man, this is too much. I can't do that. I can't stick with this. So for a lot of us, going to the gym for 30 minutes and doing some light weight training, then going over and saying, man, I'm just going to get out 2 miles on the treadmill. I don't care if I got to walk it, but 2 miles, just attainable. You've improved at least by 1% from what you were doing before for many of us. For those of you that have been exercising for a while, you know, add something to it. Improve by 1% instead of 1 mile, or not 1 mile, like 2 miles, maybe 2.5 or three. You get the point. You do the same thing even spiritually. You can do it with work. You can do it with the book that you're writing. I know for myself, I've been working on a devotional book for men, like a 30-day type thing. And so instead of me saying, oh, I'm going to write, you know, a book by the end of the year, like I break it down into a system of good habits where each day the minimum that I'm going to pump out is like 150 words. You know, I shoot for 500, but if I just get out 150 words, even if it's not edited, even if it's not the best, but just get it out, get it on paper, it's a little bit. It's that 1% that's moving me toward accomplishing that goal. And it's a system of good habits. And James Clear is real big on just when are you going to do it? The when, the time factor, and where are you going to do it? So for me, I know the place, my office down in the Grizz Cave with my laptop open, with my hot cup of coffee, that's where I pound out, you know, minimum 150 words. And then I roll on. I don't have time for, you know, 6 hours a day to write. I don't have time for that. I have too much to do. Like today, got to go help with a screened-in porch. I got to work. But I do a little bit, and I roll on, and I keep doing it. I make it a habit in my life. This podcast has become a habit, and just getting content together each week, writing, developing, thinking through ideas, and then recording, editing. It's a system of habits that I now have in place so that I can pump out an episode each week. So you get the point. Let me read a little more, grab my notes over here. Changes that seem small and unimportant at first will compound into remarkable results if you're willing to stick with them for years. The quality of our lives often depends on the quality of our habits. I read that part, but it's worth reading again. The quality of our lives often depends on the quality of our habits. With the same habits, you always end up with the same results. Small habits make a big difference. Making small improvements on a daily basis will produce success in due time. Habits, I love this one. Habits are the compound interest of self-improvement. The effects of your habits multiply as you repeat them. They seem to make little differences on any given day. They seem to make little difference on any given day, and yet the impact they deliver over months and years can be enormous. Make 1% improvements daily, and transformation will occur at a slow pace. A slight change in your daily habits can guide your life to a very different destination. Making a choice that is 1% better or 1% worse seems insignificant in the moment, but over the span of moments that make up a lifetime, these choices determine the difference between who you are and who you could be. Success is the product of daily habits, not once-in-a-lifetime transformations. Are your current habits putting you on the path to success? You get what you repeat. Habits. I'm going to stop there, man, because I got to get ready to head out. But listen, guys, man, this is just good stuff. And what I'm going to do periodically over 2019 is just be pulling from this book, Atomic Habits, and giving you good content that comes from this and adding some of my own commentary and sharing with you things I'm doing in my own life to implement all of this stuff. I haven't finished the book, but just what I've read so far, I do want to recommend that you get the book Atomic Habits by James Clear and start really digging into it, studying it, taking notes, highlighting all of that, and then apply it. I have the actual, you know, hardcover book, but I also ended up buying the audiobook. It was like $10 on iBooks, and I listened to that on the way to work or coming home from work because sometimes I just don't have the time to really open my hardcover book and read like I want to because, as you guys know, you get home and it's not just all about me time as a husband and dad. I get home and sometimes I got to help prep dinner. I vacuum the house. Yes, I vacuum. I clean. I mop the floor. I help wipe down the kitchen because that shouldn't all be on my wife, period. I just want to say that little nugget for you. It's about two people helping out, man, and being a sacrificial servant. So I'm doing all of that. And then if my wife ended up cooking dinner, I'm helping clean up dinner. And then I'm talking to my kids. How was your day? What's going on? What's the latest? I'm talking to my wife. How was work? Did you close any deals today with your business? You know what I'm saying? Like, I have all of that to do. I got bills to pay. I've got jobs to line up. I got emails to respond to. And so sometimes, man, by the time 8 o'clock rolls around, I'm just wiped, man. Like last night, my wife was like, I can't believe you're going to bed at 8:30. I'm like, I'm just exhausted and I got to get up early and I got to work a hard day in the cold. So I'm going to bed. So I get that. And a lot of you, you get that. That's why some of you have used that as an excuse to be like, man, I don't got time to read. And you kind of look at guys that do and you're like, yeah, I wish I had a life like yours. I work. okay, man, shut up, Mr. Macho. Get an audiobook, listen to it on the way to work, listen to it at lunch break, listen to it on the way to home, You gotta be reading. Again, leaders are readers, and readers, you know, become leaders. It will help move you from where you are to where you need to be. And with reading, I'm telling you, the 1% thing, make it a habit. Read a little bit each day. Just make it a habit and watch how that moves you from where you are to where you really want to be, the type of man you want to be. It's crucial. All right, I'm going to shut up. Anyway, get that book, Atomic Habits, James Clear, because we're going to be talking about it on the Grizz Podcast a lot in 2019. So I hope you guys have a great day, great rest of the week, and let me close out in a word of prayer, and then that's my wife texting me. I was preparing fish. Have a good day, too. Oh, okay. Anyway, TMI, too much information for you guys. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the Grizz Tribe and the guys that listen to this podcast. Thank you for the growing just movement of Christian men around the world that are really fighting to step up and man up and live the life that you've called us to live, to try to become better men. We're not going to be perfect men, but God, if we could just each day become 1% better, better men, godlier men, more honest, righteous, strong, courageous, loving, tender men with our wives, our children, our friends, God, that's our desire. That's what we want. We recognize that we can't do that on our own. We need you. We need your grace. We need your strength. We need your Holy Spirit to just come and empower us and help us. We also recognize that we constantly need your truth, your word, the Bible, to guide us and correct us and sometimes to rebuke us and just to kick us in the butt. We also recognize that we need each other. We need our brothers from other mothers. We are never told to live in isolation, to be lone rangers, to try to be an army of one. We need community. We need connection. We need good, godly friends and mentors that help move us and push us to where you want us to be. So God, I just pray for the tribe today. I pray for those who might be hurting, that might be suffering, that might feel defeated. God, lift them up. Encourage them with today's episode of the Grizz Podcast, but most of all, with your Holy Spirit to bring joy, peace, comfort, whatever it is they need. In Jesus' name I pray all this. Amen.
You've been listening to the Grizz Podcast, an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries Incorporated. If this podcast has been helping to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God's calling you to live, then please consider partnering with us by giving a tax-exempt donation to our nonprofit ministry. Your financial gift will help us continue to improve and expand our impact around the world. You can make your secure online donation at thegrizzpodcast.com. Now, it's time to take what you've learned and chew on it. And then you need to step up, man up, and go live it out. Grizzin', you know what I'm saying.